popped
go
up.
There,
I'm
go
all
there.
Spiced up.
Go this one.
Like, yes,
press this button Ooh, over baby. Here. Ooh, it's funny yeah. you should mention go, the word go. Spice. Ooh, I got to talk about this. Happened to this guy and go 60, to this page.
Oh, 59.
Hey, there's that guy.
This is the Slade and Mason show.
Good old Freddy.
54. This continues to be a countdown.
How old is he?
Slade and Mason.
Wait a minute.
50. 49,
50.
48,
yeah, Freddy's 50.
To the Slade and Mason show.
45, 44,
43.
This is 43?
The he's getting younger by the second.
Slade and Mason show. 39, 38, right now.
He started Seth being Drillis, 60.
Countdown. 35, 34, show.
What was that movie that Brad did where the guy got younger as he got older?
Oh, I don't know.
26,
that sounds
interesting. 25,
to
the Slade and Mason show. 23.
Well, there was Tom Hanks doing big.
One with the count.
No, no, he was. He was calling Mr. Something or another.
As we Mr.
That doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Don't get started.
We've
got other stuff to talk about.
Yes, this is our count.
This is the really important moment. I will not laugh.
6, 5, 4,
here we go.
3, 2,
stand by.
Blast off!
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason show. Why not? Your babies should all be cowboys. There's nothing wrong with being a cowboy. I can tell you that.
What a lovely little girl. Let's put her hat on her. There we go. All right. Well, good morning, Mr. Slade, and welcome
good
to yet
morning,
another Sunday.
Mr. Mason. See, again, you usually give me a chance to say good morning, but
well,
no, you're going to
just
keep talking.
I did. I gave you a chance right now. Just say good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning.
All right, moving on. So this is the Slade Mason show. It's all about you, and it's about us. Mostly it's about us.
Mostly about us.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's all about us.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's just like a radio program.
It is nothing like any radio show you're ever going to hear, I promise you. I guarantee you. You're not going to hear the word on radio, I guarantee you.
We'll be right back after these important messages.
You'll be glad you
You'll
did.
You'll be glad you did. Oh my gosh.
Out there in radio land.
Radio land. Anyway, we're just sharing with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's basically our take on it. Really, it's just our take on it. Yeah,
don't get your panties
in
a knot.
Don't
man.
Worry about it. You're not going to hear stuff like this on the radio, like you said. We're just having fun. Don't take it too seriously. Don't take anything I say too seriously. Just enjoy.
Let's not bring in the politically correct police.
Let's not.
Good Lord.
All the music you listen to is brought to you by Dental Music. Dental Music, why is that, JD?
Because we're cheap.
That's right, baby.
So we're frugal. We're saving the money for the award shows that we're going to attend.
Award shows. That's right.
And now for best podcast in 2022.
The Slade and Mason Show. And then they'll have to play our theme, too.
60, 59.
Oh,
it'll be
okay.
Bad. It'll be bad. So, yeah, all the music is brought to you by Dana Music. So somebody went to the Instagram page and friended us, so I'll have to go check that out. They saw that picture from 2016.
<That's a> joke.
Yep. Don't forget to tell your friends and neighbors that you actually listen to the Slade and Mason Show. There is a
Don't
link.
Don't be ashamed.
That's oh, God.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Don't be ashamed. I listen to the Slade and Mason Show. I have to now unfriend you from Facebook. You may lose friends. We're just letting you know. It's going to be sad.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you go warned.
Oh, God. And as always, we are brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break, which usually happens in about, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Or... sometime between now and the
now
next 35
before we end.
Minutes. Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Man. All right. Hey, Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Would you by chance have like a Sunday morning rant?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I should just rear back in my chair and just really just get ready to unload.
There we go.
You know, there are certain things that I have been griping about and proving every time an event happens that televised special events are not that special and people are not watching them.
Yep.
A classic example. Do you know what we have wasted time on over the last 2 weeks? Yes, the Tokyo Olympics in Beijing. Now let me just get a little reference point here. Number one, what's the time difference between here and Beijing?
It's a day worth. I think it's next Thursday right now.
So when you're watching, so if you're watching something in Beijing at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, how many people have time to be staying up to watch skaters and people falling on their butts and and snowboarding? Okay.
Newscasters do, right?
An average of 12.3 million nightly viewers per day have watched the Winter Olympics.
12.3.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get all jumping up and down. That sounds like a big number. It compares with about 23 million viewers at the same point in the 2018 games in Pyongyang, South Korea. That is a loss of 50% of your viewership. And I don't care, I don't even have to be a Rhodes Scholar to tell you that when it comes to television, you lose 50% of your viewership. That show has got to go.
Yeah.
Because again, and part of the problem is, number one, where the Olympics were held. So that time change, that time zone made a world of difference. And now let me just get you to the real punch in the gut in this Olympics. Normally, when we go to the Olympics as a country, the USA, we're usually dominant. I mean, you know, we're just kicking everybody's ass in every sport.
Yep.
Well, let me just tell you how we've paired this time.
I think it is Sweden now. Yeah, no.
Here is your top nations in the medal count so far as of this morning. Norway has 34 medals.
Norway.
15 gold, 8 silver, 11 bronze. ROC. What the hell is that?
Republic of China.
Thank you. Has 27 medals, 5 gold, 9 silver, 13 bronze. Canada has 24 medals, 4 gold, 7 silver, 13 bronze. Are we missing anybody yet?
Sweden?
Germany has 22 medals, 10 gold, 7 silver, and 5 bronze.
Wow.
This is the most dismal results of an Olympic that I think I could ever share with you on the last day of the Beijing Olympics.
Norway.
The United States at this point has 21 total medals, 8 gold, 8 silver, 5 bronze.
Where's do you have the Soviet Union?
Oh, wait a minute. I can get those.
It's not the Soviet Union.
That's right.
This was weird. It was the Russian.
Oh, and they're not recognized. They're not being recognized. So
yeah, the Russian oligarch organization. These
are dismal results. Yeah. And it's like, you know, again, everybody who was supposed to be going over there getting gold medals have come back with no medals.
Yeah.
And like I said, viewership, because number one, there are only so many sports that people are interested in. And belly flopping on a snowboard is not one of them.
Nope.
You know, ice dancing, you know, that just looks like something that you could end up breaking a hip, busting a knee, cracking an ankle, but it doesn't look like a sport.
No,
it looks like something that you do for recreation
or it would be integrated into an opera.
Yes. Now, you know, I mean, like I say, now the Summer Olympics, of course, you know, you have gymnastics and all that kind of good stuff and a lot of jumping and twirling and twisting.
Yep.
But, you know, and here, let me tell you something else that hurt us this year. Normally, we would have in our hockey players, we would have professional hockey players playing on the Olympic team. This year, we had no professional hockey players in the Olympics. And as a result, we got our butts smashed. I mean, we didn't even come close to getting gold or bronze or anything else. We got the tin foil.
And in the aluminum category.
But my problem with all this is that, you know, again, how many times do you have to get slapped and punched in the face before you admit, boy, that kind of stings?
Yeah.
Every special event program, from beauty pageants to award shows to now the Olympics, viewership is down. And here is another reason. At one point, when you only had three channels, well,
you had no choice. It was going to be on NBC, and you watch NBC. That's it.
You know. Now you've got 385 channels, and it's got everything specialty. It's like, you know, again, if you are a whittler, they've got a whittler channel so that you can sit there and watch people whittle wood.
Hey, this is Back Jack, and I'm here with my stage life. We're gonna get a piece of wood here, and we're going to make a deer out of it. Come on.
There it is. I mean, you know, so when you have that much diversity, chances are, some things are going to have to suffer. And then you find out, well, maybe the Olympics are not that big a deal. Maybe we should do this. Well, number one, is it my imagination, or it seems to me like every year there's an Olympics?
It's an Olympics, yeah.
I mean, every year.
It was supposed to be every election year. Now it's like, the 2023 Olympic will be held in Saskatchewan, New Jersey. It's like, what? What are we? Why? 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 Who made that bet?
You see, you are seeing things through my eyes, yeah. Mr. Mason, and that's a scary thought. You see, I say, listen, God love all those athletes. And I mean, it's like, and I'm proud of them, but nobody wants to see you people. I'm sorry.
And now?
I would rather watch pro wrestling.
Crazy Jack.
I would rather watch a marathon of Cartoon Network. I would rather watch paint dry. You know, and so again, I know, here's what's going to happen. I guarantee it, because this is always what goes on in the minds of people in television. Wow, they're not watching the Olympics. What are we going to do to spice this up?
And now we have the live ammunition challenge. Gentlemen, turn and fire when you hear the starting pistol.
And their next sport, nude snowboarding.
Oh, yeah, I'm on my, yeah.
So, you see, Dan, like I've had all week to think about this, because in my other job, I had to put together those Olympic reports. I'm like, you know, it's like, here's the way you want to start the report. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we suck.
We didn't pick up anything. No one sponsored. McDonald's didn't sponsor. Chrysler didn't sponsor. Nobody sponsored the Olympics this year because it was going to be in China. And that's the other thing.
Lack of interest.
Oh, this is the other thing. I don't know if we talked about this. You go into a bubble. I don't know if you know this. With the Olympics, it is you get off the plane. You go into this little like quarantine / medical area, and they get like, you know, urine samples and blood samples, and you cough into a bag and you get tested. And then 24 hours later, in this little bubble, which is the Olympics area. And that's it.
Yep.
You do that's not it. Leave that area until you're at the other end of the bubble and you're on the plane. The plane is the other end of the bubble.
Happens 14 days after you enter.
Oh, my gosh. And that's it. You are not allowed to stay. You can't visit. You're not allowed to look at anybody, talk to anybody. And the only people that you're hanging out with are the people who work there. That's it.
You know,
so those are the spectators.
So, So it's amazing, yeah. You know, the mental health of these athletes has got to be taken into consideration. And, you know, they've got to be absolutely nuts. And some of these kids, you got to remember, too, some of these kids are 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And they're having their life crushed.
That Russian trainer.
Yes. That little girl who got caught with the you know what I mean?
Yep. And says, why did you lose? Why did you give up? I'm like, what? Shut the Ferengi up, man.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, this poor girl, you know, number one, she's under the world's microscope because they found something in her system a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like now everything that she does, every fart she does, somebody's going to smell it and say, oh, she farted.
Yep.
But the thing of it is, did you see her final routine or how she ended up her final routine?
Yeah, it was
crash landing, man.
It was
a
train wreck.
Done. Oh. It was a train wreck. And so, you know, and you remember in the Summer Olympics, and I can't remember which one it was since there are every year, Simone Biles?
No.
The gymnast?
No.
She basically had a mental breakdown and could not compete anymore. She did not complete for the bulk of the Olympics.
Yeah. And someone decided it'd be a good idea to do a recap of the violence and what was a chick with a baseball bat and whacking off the girl's knees. And anyway.
I mean,
it was,
you know,
just, it's getting to the point where it's so competitive. And for what? So you can put a little gold trophy in your corner and go, yeah, we won the Winter Olympics for bobsled.
Let me tell you something, buddy. Yeah. You know, there is only one Olympic moment that people generally can remember at the top of their heads. If you say, give me one Olympic moment. You know what it is?
Where they light the candle.
No.
That's the one I got.
An Olympic event. When the United States beat the Russians for the gold medal in the 1968 Olympics. I mean, that's, you know, man, people were just creaming all over themselves because it's like, you know, again, these guys took some sticks on a court and they beat up other people with sticks on a court and they got a gold medal for it. And that is the only thing that people will have ever remembered off the top of their heads about the Olympics.
I don't remember that. Sorry.
See again, you communist.
Thank you. All right. Now,
so, you know, I mean, like I say, so, you know, in conclusion of my rant, it's time to do away with these things. You know, there was talk at one time of making the Super Bowl a pay-per-view event. Well, considering that the damn show starts at 12 noon and the game doesn't start until 6:30, you might as well just go ahead and put it on pay-per-view so that I can watch cartoons or I can watch that, what do they call those, infomercials and such about fishing and things like that instead of wasting time hearing about, yes, and Joe Smith back in 1972, he ran 345 yards. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
I can tell you, I did not watch not one iota, not one millisecond of Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah,
not
baby.
One.
Me neither.
Hey,
it was
it's
great.
Like, call me un-American. It's like, and I'll tell you, like, you know, here's the thing. I don't have all that time to waste. It's like, you know, again, I came in here yesterday on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Because we're doing this show on Sunday morning. So I came in here yesterday. I came in here at 4:30 yesterday morning. By the time I had an interview coming in at 10:30. So I had to make sure I had, number one, all my make good spots for next week done. I recorded 6 news stories for tomorrow's newscast. I did 4 radio shows. I voice tracked 4 radio shows. So all my tracking, as a matter of fact, I'm going on the air. I was on the air yesterday. I voice tracked from 10 to noon. I went live from noon to 1 to throw the monkey wrench into it. Then I voice tracked from 1 to 4 because now my show is going from 10 to 4 on Saturdays. So then I have a 4 to 10 show on the other radio station.
Wow.
So then, and then I have
WJD
at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock this morning, I have another show on that station. And then I have the midday show tomorrow. But those are all done. So unless the end of the world happens, I'm going to be walking out of here like 10:31 tomorrow.
Well, the end of the world won't end, but it'll be okay. Now, next up, a Florida man.
Da 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 da. News from Florida. News from Florida. Florida is crazy.
I gotta send you this just so you can swing along the meeting. Let's see. The chat box. I'm gonna open it up on the right hand side. I'm sending you this link. Wait till you see this guy's face. Anyway, Florida man was arrested DUI. Apparently, he was got a call in saying a Toyota RAV4 was running red lights, not staying in its lane, passing cars, and in no passing zones. And they pulled the guy over. And 51-year-old Theodore John Evans was, arrested for reckless driving in Key West, Florida. He described himself as high and happy to the police officers, whereupon the deputies discovered marijuana candies, a glass pipe, and a vape pen. And apparently
kind of fella.
There was something in the vape pen that made him very, very happy.
Really?
Yeah. So he's been arrested under the driving under influence and being held on $2,500 bail. If you want to go bail the guy out, but you got to see that picture. I don't know if that you got that link.
Wait a minute. Now, where did you send it?
It's in the our little chat meeting.
Okay. Let me go in here. Because I
go lower right hand corner. And it says messages.
The right
hand corner. Got the little box.
Where?
See a little message box? You want me to email this to you?
No, I don't have a little bit. Wait a minute. Box. Isn't that my email? Yeah, email it to me.
You're such a neo.
Because I'm technically stupid. I mean, that is the one thing that I will admit, that I am technically stupid, and I'm getting ready to buy another a new system. So it's like, I'm really
going to
be
the old one?
Screwed up. I got to make sure I'm still talking there. Okay.
What are you going to do with the old one?
Well, okay.
Hmm?
Oh, I'm going to keep my laptop.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping the laptop. I'm going to do like Dan Mason. It's like I'm going to have it until the top starts falling off.
There
you
go.
And
there
screen
you go.
Starts chipping away. And you can't use it anymore.
It gets to the point
and
where.
Then I'm going
to
use it as a book.
Yep.
Now, where did you send it?
I sent it to your email, your Gmail account. I sent it right now.
Well,
there you
let's
go.
See where. Oh, there it is.
There, take a look at that guy.
Dude, let's see.
I want to get a laugh at the expression to get this guy's face.
Let's see here.
There we go. So what he's looking at is this guy who looks like he's got deer in the
like
eyes.
He's just seen an 18-foot rat.
But it also looks like he poured Dawn liquid detergent in his eyes. They are that bloodshot. I mean, this guy, we'll be sharing a link with that in the notes. You'll see it down below. But,
now,
oh, my gosh.
I did a dumb thing when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My foot was, I think it was itching or something. And so you ever heard of the product Heat?
Heat? Yeah, Heat.
Yeah. Well, who do you think decided that, my genitals.
Oh, and you put that on there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's basically capsaicin in a jar.
It felt like someone had taken and put a match with constant flowing gasoline burning.
There you
I
go,
mean,
baby.
It was like, you can't even wash that stuff off.
Nope. It's there forever.
You learn your lesson, and you either have to be tough, or if you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough.
Well,
Key West, yes, sir.
Let's see if Once Theodore again. John Evans will learn his lesson. I mean, that's just that picture.
Now,
is
you're
so
looking
great.
At that picture. Remember what I talked about a couple of weeks ago? I was talking about women who, they shave off their eyebrows and then they draw new ones on.
Yeah.
And they always look like they see a rat.
He's one. He's one of them. He's standing there going, I wonder if he's happy now. Oh my God! Hey, you
now you see, you see now, Dan, why I never get busted.
Oh my gosh!
My mugshot would be so funny.
Do you remember? Do you don't fly? Do you fly? You have flown?
Oh, I used to fly. Okay. I used to love to fly.
Yeah.
Especially short. You go to shuttle from Washington to New York.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
90 minutes in and out.
Yeah.
Of course, it took you 3 hours to get on the plane, 2 hours to get off. Mm. And so a 90-minute trip ended up being 5.5 hours.
So you know how, like, you get on the plane or you're getting off the plane and they ask you if you want to declare anything, like, do you have any groceries? Like, when we went to Hawaii, it was like, hey, any fruit you're bringing on? Yeah, we're bringing on fruit. Okay, you got to finish up the fruit or we got to throw it away here. Great. Or, you know, did you bring anything else on you that you need to declare? Well, apparently someone forgot to declare while they were getting on a plane from AirAsia on, the flight was going from Malaysia capital to Tuwaya. And apparently they had to make an emergency landing in Kuching.
Why?
They had to take the snake off the plane. Someone brought a snake on board. Snake on plane! So it's real, guys. It's real. You know, I can't imagine doing that. That would just...
While you're on the subject, though, I have a public service announcement. Because, look,
ladies and gentlemen,
know,
please don't bring snakes on just,
people can buy just about anything they want. They can buy gators and little baby crocs and it's like, and then of course they don't remember that, you know, a baby croc is going to grow to be 8 feet long
and hungry
and have the and have the jaw power of 3,000 pounds of pressure when they put it on you.
That's right.
Once they start getting, here's the thing. It's like once they start getting to be about a foot long, people don't know what to do with them. And so then they flush them down the toilet.
Yeah. Or they stick them out into a local lake.
Stupid. Yep. Remember, these are marine creatures. They can breathe underwater, so they don't have any problem going down a toilet.
They hold their breath. They go, okay, hold my breath.
You know, now people are finding, they're finding crocs in the damnedest places that you're not supposed to ever see crocs.
Yeah.
And that poses another problem, which is like, you know, again, alligators are, they're vicious. That's why I don't live in Florida. Because it's like, you know, again, people come out of their houses, they're just laying on the driveway.
And you're like, oh, I guess I'm not going to work today.
Yes, sir. A belt, my belt is laying across the driveway.
It's so, that, yeah, you know, that, and they have.
And so, you know, again, it's like there's problems with every place that you could live. And this just happens to be, you know, in Virginia, we have
deer.
We have some problems. We have problems with deer because deer are extremely, they're dumber than cows. And so, you know, again, they're always attacking cars and losing the battle. There's nothing you know, again, I was, you go down the road, especially you go down Route 20 heading out of Orange toward your direction.
Oh man.
It's like, you're going to see, before you can get to Route 3, you're going to see 5 or 6 laying up there all bent up on the side.
And then the others by the side chewing meat. You go, I wonder when Tony's coming back. Mabel, Tony's not coming back.
Really?
No. That's him. That's him. And 20 feet down, that's him. And over here in the bushes, that's him.
I'll tell you, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't mean to get gross,
but
you know, when a car hits a deer, there's a chance, a 50-50 chance that the car is going to get pretty mucked up.
Yes.
But,
and
you know,
there's a good chance the deer will be inside the cabin with you as well. That's the other problem you have to realize. And he's not going to be too happy.
When an 18-wheeler hits a deer, I mean, it seems like they automatically explode.
They do. And they're like, for the next 800 yards, it's just this blood train is just smearing. And it's just like, oh my gosh. It's just, well, we're going to let you guys think about that as we take a short break. And we'll be right back after this.
You're a cool man, Mason.
Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason Show.
I'm not supposed to hang out with you anymore.
You'll get the injunction next week.
Talk about deer smear.
Today in history, February 20th, 1792.
The Postal Service Act established the United States Post Office Department, and it was signed by President George Washington. And no. It wasn't until several years later that they issued the AK-47s. 1864, the Battle of Olustee. It was the largest battle in Florida during the Civil War, and I think it involved tossing oranges and lemons and limes. I'm really not quite sure. I should probably research some of these things, you know? 1933, Adolf Hitler secretly meets with German industrials to arrange for financing of the Nazi Party's upcoming election campaign. Well, if it's a secret, how come I know about it? 1942, Edward O'Hare becomes the first American World War II flying ace. Well, if you don't count Snoopy. 1965, Ranger 8 crashes into the moon after successfully photographing possible landing sites for the Apollo program astronauts. And obviously, some really good places to crash as well. And finally, 1971, the emergency broadcast system is accidentally activated.
Run away, the Russians are coming!
And we're still here. I'm Dan Mason, and that's February 20th.
Hey there, I'm Carmine DiGuzio. Hey, are those kids of yours driving you crazy? You got a job too? No problem. Bring those little snot monkeys on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare. Your little ankle biters will enjoy a long 10-hour day in our history room, learning all about the past firsthand. In our back room, we have over 200 high-speed sewing machines just like they did at the turn of the century. Your little ones will learn what it was like to actually work in a sweatshop right here in the garment district. We'll teach them how to speed stitch through leather, cotton, nylon, and naga hide. By the end of the day, your little ones will be all tuckered out. My pockets will be bulging. You'll actually see the finished products in stores throughout the United States. Wouldn't it be great to see our little darlings having helped bring back a long-forgotten service to the United States? Also, if you have older children, you know, over 4 years old, we can start them off on the high-speed loom. It crosses at 1,500 lines per second. They'll learn about manual dexterity and agility. And if they don't want to lose a finger, eye-hand coordination. It'll be fun. So bring your kids on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare and drop them off for the experience of a lifetime. History coming alive.
All children must have current shots. Insurance cards must be present at all times. Current accidental death and dismemberment rider must be documented. Next of kin daytime telephone number must be on file. The Carmine DiGuzio Happy Smiley Face Daycare exemption contract must be signed by both guardians prior to entry. No long hair, jewelry, or loose clothing permitted in the historical area.
Hey, I'm Carmine DiGuzio. Who will leave the loom on for you?
Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me to.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
My pet!
Can you guess why we played that song? The it's called My Pet by the Four Hawaiians. And can you guess why that record was played today?
Because it's National Iguana Day.
And if you see an iguana frozen in a tree, just leave it alone. Don't bring it into the back of your car.
It'll fall off shortly.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Why did you play My Pet?
Because it's National Pet Day. If you have a pet, you're supposed to be nice to it and maybe give it some water.
All
maybe
right. You see, that's why I don't have any. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. What is Icy Southern Icy Treats? Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Hey, we're coming up on it pretty quickly.
I'll bet you're going to tell them.
I'm telling you right now. We got a month and a half left in our coastal with Rena Sports and the Olympics, and we're not going to. Okay. No. So what is Icy Southern Icy? JD, if you had to express in like one word what Icy Southern Icy Treats are, how would you describe that one word?
One word. Delicious.
Delicious.
Smooth.
Smooth. That's two words.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Tasty.
I failed math.
All right. Anyway.
Tasty. Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, it is. So what it's all about is Icy Southern Icy Treats is a special red truck. It's a food truck. It can come to your neighborhood, your party, your corporate event, what have you. And it's run by my buddy Sheila Keenan and her husband Al. And they have these two stupid expensive Italian ice shredding machines in the truck. Why would they go through the trouble of getting that when you can use like a blender? Just stick some ice cubes in there. And that's the reason. The reason is when you take ice cubes and you blend it in a blender, you've got smaller ice cubes. And then you're just putting flavor on it. And then you crunch, 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 crunch. And then there's nothing left of your teeth. What they do is they shave the ice off of a huge block of ice. And it creates this water flow of snow that goes down into the cup. And then they could put the flavoring on top. And then it could, you know, special squirts of sour for the kids and gummy worms and stuff like that. Or me, I just absolutely adore. They got the pina colada. They got the orange cream, which just takes me back to my childhood.
You like pina colada?
Stop it. Go to your room. Okay. The other one is where they put the coconut and then they put the hard chocolate on top. Oh, man, I'm just telling you. Anyway, you should give them a call at 804-617-8827 because when they open up in April, it's going to be gangbusters. So you're going to lose your opportunity. 804-617-8827. They're also at www.icyesomethin.
Leave out the G, for goodness sake.
icey.com. They're also available on Instagram and Facebook. You can even icysomethingicy@gmail.com. You can send them an email if you prefer. Give Sheila a call, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617. Oh, what's that? 8827. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. There you go.
Having a peek at this story. A wedding photographer punches the groom in the face after realizing his bride is just 15 years old.
What? What? Say that again.
Hey,
the wedding. Where was this?
The photographer. Man, hold on a second. Let's see where
15
it was.
15 years old. This that is New Jersey. In,
no, I think this is overseas. But like I say, yeah, I it's like. Yeah, well, you know, again, 15 years old. Yeah, it's like we got a problem. We got problems there.
Yeah, you can't.
All right. No, what?
What? No, so.
You're, okay.
Go ahead. What'd you say? I didn't wait. Go ahead. No, I'm not going to. You go ahead and just. I'm sorry. Were you going to say something? All right. What?
So, no, I'm sorry. Mr. Slade, would you? I'm sorry. What was it? What? Did you? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hey. All right. So, are you missing?
Mr. Mason.
So when you go outside, you put on a
coat.
All right. That's right. But what is a coatie? Well, if you find one, the Raleigh Police Office is looking for a stray white-nosed coatie. That's right. It's kind of like a badger slash, I don't know, looks like a weasel slash a possum slash dog slash, well, apparently someone let one go loose and now they're looking for it. So if you find their coatie, looks like it's a relative of the raccoon. It's like got a snout and white band around its snout. So it won't give any stink off, but it's looking for its mom and dad. So if you find it, it's been out in the cold and it needs to put on its coatie. Cody.
I'm glad that you mentioned animals because I happen to find this.
Well, it's National Be Nice to Pets Day.
Format that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, so like I say, this is a placemat. And since you have a puppy, yes. I would suggest that you get this placemat to put down here. Oh. And here's the way I'm going to read it to you and what it says.
Okay.
When visiting my house, please remember, this is my house, not yours. I'm family. You're not. Let's see.
Yep.
If you don't like what she said, just keep your distance. All right, good enough. They love me. There's only friends like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And to you, I'm just the dog. But here, I'm the baby.
That's right. And if you don't like fur, don't sit down the couch.
That's right. And I always have the best seat in the house. Mm-hmm. The one with the fur all over it.
That's the one.
You know, I understand people because like I say, dogs, I mean, I every once in a while I sit back and I think, you know, I would like to get a dog maybe, but it's like, I don't want to work with a dog and you got to work with them. And so it's not fair. And so, you know, again, I want him to come automatically. I want him to be fully trained and I say, roll over. And he just goes, boom, boom, boom. And that's not going to happen. So I'm not going
to
get a dog.
Why do you want a dog to roll over? Why do you want a dog to roll over?
I don't want a dog to roll over. I want a dog to be able to go into the refrigerator and get me a drink.
Turn around. Hey, do you want me to scramble up a couple eggs for you, Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
You're looking for
an art, man. It's like
you're looking for a wife that barks.
But his name is Dan Mason. You can find him any day. But man, I'm not catching that with a 10-foot pole. Ooh, wow. Wow, bad boy, Dan.
Boy,
Dan,
I don't know.
Ooh, is that bitter? That's as bitter as the stuff that I see on people posting on Facebook. It's like, wow.
Come on, that was pretty good.
All right.
You know what I found out?
Like I said, just what?
No.
Or what did you find out?
I found out that it's time to eat it.
Get yourself an egg. And fortunately for you, my young friend, I am prepared because I know what section part of the show this is. We are the fattest nation in the world. And why is that? It's because the food industry insists on stuffing us with garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And I am here to just point out some of the things that we are going to be looking forward to. All right, so now Valentine's Day, we haven't even talked about that. It was last week.
Yep.
The Daily Mirror said that famed chef Salt Bae celebrated Valentine's Day by offering a $1,960 meal. Okay. The main course featured a tomahawk steak covered in 24-karat edible gold. Why would I want to be eating gold? Please tell me that.
Mm.
Because when I poop, it isn't going to make my poop any more worthwhile. All right, moving right along. Survey Live says Heinz is launching a new line of pasta sauces. The vegan sauces contain tomatoes, mushrooms, bell peppers, and chilies.
Which company is that?
DoorDash.
Wait, which company was that?
Heinz.
Okay.
Heinz. Yes. The New York Post says DoorDash plans to slap McDonald's with a slowness fee if their drivers have to wait more than 4 minutes for a carryout order. The new fines won't start until 2023. Do you remember the promise when Domino's first came in prominent? 30 minutes or less.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep. Pizza's on us. Yeah, you know, they don't make that deal anymore.
Nope.
Speaking of, Hostess is making caffeinated donuts.
Oh,
Fox News says Hostess is planning to produce caffeinated donuts. The Jumbo Boost donuts will have almost as much caffeine as a cup of coffee.
Oh, my
Each
God.
Boost donut is three times larger than a regular-sized donut. Flavors include chocolate mocha and caramel macchiato. Oh, my God. All right. Tasting Table Magazine says a wasabi shortage is coming because of a climate change and a lack of interest by younger farmers to continue the work that past generations or families have done. Wasabi industry is producing 50% less wasabi than it once did, and many wasabi fields are rotting because they haven't been tended to. Well, okay. That's good because that's one season that we could do without.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, especially when you get it up your nose.
Moving on.
Papa John's is testing a new hemp appetizer. You missed that.
Pimp.
Papa John's is testing a new hemp appetizer.
Jeez.
Yes. Their new breadsticks are brushed with a garlic butter sauce and then topped with mozzarella cheese and hemp seeds. No word on when the breadsticks will make their North American debut.
When are they swapping out the oregano?
Hey, I'm telling you, yeah, that's the next thing. Skyline Chili is recalling its grocery store chili because some cans contain cream of chicken soup.
Man, Mabel, this doesn't look good. Is there supposed to be noodles in this?
All right. The Cape Town Etc. newspaper says a Cape Town, South Africa diner is going viral because they're serving an Oreo cheeseburger.
Oh,
Joe's Easy Diner cheeseburger is topped with Oreo cookies and melted Oreo cream.
God.
The Oreo cream is infused with rum. The burger is served on a sesame seed bun with a side of fries.
Oh, my gosh. That's
smokes.
Disgusting.
Yes, sir. You get loaded on that one.
Mm.
Now, I got to tell you, Girl Scouts are the most ingenious kids in the planet. And I try to help the Girl Scouts sell any year, and I always buy lots of Girl Scout cookies at Girl Scout Cookie Time. Well, last year, I suggested that they end up going to, you know, to cannabis labs, you know, I mean, dispensaries. They made a myth selling in front of dispensaries. So this year I said, well, you know, you got to go someplace where men are. So now Girl Scouts are selling cookies at Hooters.
I was going to say, or a strip bar.
WHIO says, a group of Girl Scouts from Dayton, Ohio are making headlines because they plan to sell cookies outside a local Hooters restaurant. The troops unable to sell cookies at local grocery stores because of the coronavirus. Hooters was happy to allow the Girl Scouts to set up their own stand. I bet they were because they were looking for scouting talent for future reference. And that is why we are the ugliest and fattest nation in the world.
Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Whoa.
Damn, am I sharp today.
Whoa.
I tell you what, you know what I discovered, Dan? I think I might have mentioned this to you. As I have gotten older, I have become more of a workaholic. I'm very, very happy working, working.
Busy.
I just don't want the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to take
like
advantage.
It does.
Yeah.
Like I say, I come in here. So, you know, again, like I say, so I guess I can't retire anytime soon.
Oh. Now to dovetail on your food thing, did you hear about Burger King?
What about Burger King? You mean, are they serving near meat patties or something?
Well, you used to go in and get the 2 for $5, 2 for $6 Whoppers, the discount menu. They said, nope, that's coming off. And by the way, get ready for some prices going up about at least 3%. And they also own Popeyes. So that $3.99 sandwich, you know, that's the other thing. Let me just say something. Okay. All right. So, okay. when you,
you
advertise,
ladies and gentlemen,
and this is it. Just it's stupid. It's just a stupid, stupid thing. It's a bad way of approaching it. All right, now. Let's try. Here's a good example. So you have two ice creams, right? You've got, you know, Häagen-Dazs ice cream, and you've got Walmart ice cream. Okay, which one is going to produce a smoother, creamier, better texture, better tasting ice cream? Most likely.
Of course, the Häagen-Dazs.
That's right. So, or let's say this. Do you want a box of Oreos or do you want a box of No-Yos? You choose, right? It's going to be the box of Oreos. But
of Oreos.
Now, so this really honks me off. Now, you know, there was the chicken war. Three summers ago, the chicken sandwich wars.
Yeah.
Yep. Crispiest chicken sandwich, tastiest chicken sandwich, best crunch, best everything. Do you know how Popeyes now sells their chicken sandwich?
No, I haven't been to Popeyes in forever.
Would it be it's the tastiest? Would it be it's the crunchiest? Would it be it's the most delicious? It's the, you know, least. No. It's the cheapest, $3.99. That's how they advertise it. It's the cheapest, $3.99. Only $3.99. Get a chicken sandwich, only $3.99. It's $3.99.
All right, Dan.
Nobody else does that.
Now, listen,
they're not advertising
that the sandwich tastes good.
They're advertising the fact that the sandwich is cheap. I can make a cheap sandwich too. I got bologna in my refrigerator with some mayonnaise, and I can use some old moldy bread. Hey, it's only 44 cents. It's only 44 cents. Get a sandwich from me, Dan Mason.
Dan.
Yes.
Calm down. Breathe. First off, look. I learned this lesson when I was a car salesman. Mm-hmm. People are motivated by price.
I know that.
Price first. And it doesn't matter what the product is. It is price first.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens to taste good, well, that's a plus for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens to taste crappy, it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and unfortunately, you know, I don't know. When's the last time you go to the grocery store regularly? You've seen the prices of stuff.
Everything's gone up.
Everything's gone up. You know, again, and if you can find it, because it's like you can still go into this food line in this town and find empty shelves.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's getting kind of hairy. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing that I like I say I'm used to being poor, so it's like I know how to eat cheap. I know how to eat well cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's those others who are affluent who are screaming, "Oh my God, the price of bacon is $10 a month! Oh Jesus Christ, I'm not gonna be able to buy bacon."
No, sure okay, whatever. Sure just
can.
Buy it. You know,
you just buy it.
Pace yourself.
You know, again, listen. I've learned
you can't have 16 slices at one sitting anymore.
This is a lesson that I've learned very late in life, but I'm glad I finally learned it. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm only here for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy what time I got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to deprive myself. You know, again, it's like, you know, my doctors would tell me years ago, well, you know, you're dying. Blah, 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 blah. And I remember I told one doctor, I said, let me tell you something, doc. I got a feeling when I finally go to take that dirt nap, my diet is not going to be at the top of the list of the man upstairs. He is not going to give a rat's patootie what I ate.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, And then they go, oh, well, that's reckless thinking, JD. It's like, it's real. It's realistic. Because if you believe that there is an afterlife, then you also have to believe that it's better than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we got problems with judgment on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they won't exist in the next one.
There you go. There you go.
Of course, if you're Hindu, I'll come back as a cockroach and somebody will smash me on the floor.
Lucky you. Lucky you. No, but
that's the other thing. See,
but you talk about price. You talk about price, but in the place that I work, we have three services. One that basically just looks at stuff. The other one that looks at stuff and you can share it with others. And then the other one that does everything for your company. And every single time I get someone on the phone, they go, oh, let me have this cheap one. I said, yeah, but you need to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah, but it's cheap. It's really cheap. I like that price. Yeah, but it's not going to do what you want. You're going to cancel it inside of a week.
Hey, price driven.
Yeah.
Price driven.
And it's funny because you get all these people who go, dang, dude, who signed this up for you? Oh, I just went online and pressed the button. Uh-huh. Okay, that explains a lot. Why doesn't it do X, Y, and Z? Because you press the button to get the cheap one. Anyway, hey, yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you, sir, in the plaid shirt, sir, Mr. Slade, Mr. J.D. Slade, hello. Hey, did you know that everything you see is 15 seconds in the past? Hello? Did we lose him? No, he's still there. Mr. Slade, can you hear me? Looks like we lost the signal from Mr. Slade. Well, apparently, there is a new study out there that says that everything you see is 15 seconds in the past. So how does that work? Well, it's an experiment that we try to smooth out the real world. We're not actually looking at everything actually right now. It's like we do a video camera and then we bring it back in and we smooth out the edges and we're looking at it in the back as it happened in the past in our brain, and then we process it and we put it away. So if you're thinking you're looking at stuff right now, it doesn't happen. So anyway, we are actually out of time. I don't know what happened to JD there, so I'm going to go ahead and start this little button here. I hope he's okay. Oh, I got a message. I got a call here coming in. Let's see. Hold on. Mr. Slade? I can you hear me okay? Hold on. Let me hit on speaker. All right, you're on speaker. What enemies was that?
I don't know. Maybe it's Dan. I guess.
I didn't press any button.
I did. Oh. I actually did. It's like I thought, well, I'm going to save myself some trouble. And I'm going to just drop out of my Gmail. And I didn't realize that once I dropped Gmail, it also kicked me out of the meeting.
No! Well, we're playing the closing music right now because we're at time. Did you want to say anything to anybody?
Okay,
oh,
well, no, it's
go.
Like, bye,
wait.
Mr. Mason.
Okay, I had the speaker on the wrong side. Okay, so what do you want to say to everybody again?
I wanted to say that I'm so glad to accept this award from the
Academy. We're not an Academy Award. We're doing, this is the Slade Mason Show. We're closing out. We got the background music.
I want to thank the Slade and Mason Show for allowing me to be Mr. Slade on the Slade and Mason Show, because everything is important to me in the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh,
and
God,
I certainly hope that
really
you will listen to the Slade and Mason
down.
Show every week.
Oh,
all right, start the music so that it's
the music's
like,
been playing. It's playing. It's going. It's running now. Freddie, take us out of here. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Bye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Bye. I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah.